Are you a smoker? If you are, would you continue smoking if your brand of choice no longer had any coloured design on the pack and there were photos of diseased lungs and other nasty side effects of smoking shown as well? The UK government has said that it's going to introduce legislation before the general election in May to make plain packaging a reality. It hopes that tens of thousands of its citizens will give up smoking as a result, and that in particular lots of children will never start. The BBC's Daniel Gallas gauged reaction.
It's a freezing grey morning and I'm standing outside a university in central London. Now, I'm not the only person who's feeling very cold right now. There's a small market nearby and not many people are standing around shopping. The only people I do see braving the cold are smokers. And I'm here today to talk to them. I'm armed with a few pictures of cigarette packages that the government wants to introduce in England to put people, especially children, off smoking. The packages in the pictures are very minimal. They're white, they have no pictures, no branding, no logos, and are frankly quite dull. But is turning cigarettes into boring products enough to keep people from smoking? Let's hear from the smokers themselves. These are the new packages that the government wants to introduce in England. What do you think of it?
Well, it might not look as cool, I suppose, but nevertheless, people don't get addicted on it because of the package. It's the emotional attachment and stress or the other things going on in their lives.
Do you think packages like these would make a difference?
Maybe for kids. Kids are attracted by those kind of stuff. Like, if it is more posh, like colorful, they may start smoking.
It will work. It will work. If that kind of things would not attract attention of the people, well, maybe they will buy them less.
Would you buy less cigarettes because of that?
No.
Well, tobacco companies are considering their response. The pro-smoking group Forest is funded by them, and Simon Clark speaks for them. He says this move is unnecessary.
There's no evidence that plain packaging will stop children smoking. All the evidence suggests that children take up smoking because of peer pressure or perhaps the influence of family members. Nothing to do with packaging.
I asked Alison Cox from Cancer Research whether selling cigarettes in a package with graphic pictures on it was consistent with the message she wanted to send.
What's going to happen is the packs will be stripped of the clever marketing designs and all the colours and the silver lettering, all those kinds of things, and they'll be put in dark, drab colours with a really strong health picture warning on the front and the back of the packet. So, yes, you're right.
A bottle of wine? Why not the same?
Well, because smoking is a unique problem. There's no safe limit that's known, and more than one in two smokers, if they smoke long term, are going to die of smoking related diseases. So we think it's the nature of the product that makes it really necessary to take these kinds of steps.
Do you really think that you are going to persuade people who smoke not to smoke because of this?
What we're really targeting here is young people. We know that most smokers start when they're young. Two-thirds of smokers in the UK start before the age of 18. So they're taking youthful choices, but ending up with an addiction, which many people find very hard to shake off.
But they're the generation that don't care about health risks precisely because they're young.
I think it's true to say that young people want to be associated with attractive, cool products. And if it's very clear that this is a dangerous and deadly product rather than something that's glitzy and glamorous, that's really going to help. And a lot of the evidence that's been gathered through independent research shows that if you take away the glitzy packaging, the eyes are drawn to the health message first.
But young people love danger, glamour, a bit of risk. That's what they like. I mean, they'll just look at these, you know, plain packets and perhaps with horrible designs on them and horrible photos of lungs that are rotted with nicotine and think, wow, you know, that's a bit edgy.
Well, if that was the case, I think the tobacco industry would be doing that now rather than putting them in these brightly coloured packs with all the silver and the gold and trying to make them look like lipstick boxes or perfume. You know, they clearly know what sells their products and it's not drab packaging with strong health warnings.
Is this the last of it, or is there actually another step you'd like to see?
We don't believe a ban would really actually solve the problem. We've seen with other products, when you ban them, you can't regulate them, so you end up with unregulated products on the market, and it creates a whole sort of criminal aspect to it. Smoking is an addiction, and in the UK we have around 10 million smokers, and we can't suddenly criminalise these people. What we need to have is a comprehensive strategy that really looks at how we can help smokers give up, and how we can put children off starting in the first place.
Aren't you criminalising the tobacco sellers, really, by making them by making it so hard for them to do business that they're effectively cornered with nowhere to turn?
The tobacco industry is made up of three or four huge multinational companies who tie up the entire market globally. They make more profits than McDonald's, Microsoft, Coca-Cola combined. I don't think we need to worry too much about what we're doing to them. What we're trying to do is educate the public and help the public so that they don't take up smoking, because we know that more than a quarter of the cancer deaths in the UK are caused by smoking. So it's really important that we try to do something about this.
That's Alison Cox from Cancer Research.